You're listening to SBS News.
Why do larders have rear screen heaters? To keep your hands warm while you're pushing them. How do you double the value of a larder? You fill the petrol tank. And what's the definition of a miracle? Getting a speeding ticket in a larder. There's no shortage of jokes about the larder, the much maligned brand of automobile made in the Soviet Union from the early 1970s. The Lada Classic, for example, was built to the same design as the Italian-made Fiat 124, but using inferior steel and prone to immediate rust and just about every mechanical fault you can think of. Their only saving grace was that they were rarely stolen. But for Cuban owners of the old Russian classic, these cars aroused real passion. They are the island's most visible Soviet-era legacy. And late last year, a group of owners founded the Lada Cuba Club. Carlos Rodriguez is the president of the Lada Cuba Club.
In Cuba, Ladas are the cars we have at our fingertips. They are the cars we manage to have. That's why we have so much love and affection for them. The reality is that it's very complicated to have a Lada in Cuba. That's why we take good care of them. I take care of it as if it were my son.
US sanctions against the communist state began in the 1960s and made car parts scarce and put a stop to imports of American-made cars. So Cuba turned to the Soviets, and the first Ladas arrived in the late 1960s and early 1970s. Today, Ladas are a status symbol for their owners who must perform engineering miracles, sometimes at great expense, to keep them moving. Spare parts come from Russia or Panama, brought by people who hand-carry goods into the island. In the worst cases, some pieces are made by hand. Maintenance worker Alexander Aguirre drives a 1976 blue Lada that belongs to his father-in-law. He's proud that the vehicle has survived with its original parts intact.
When I go down the street and everybody looks at me, it is a satisfaction to be seen in my Lada because of the effort I have made to keep it so original. It makes me emotional.
The authorities never made public the actual number of the Cuban vehicle fleet. Figures estimated by experts indicate that between 80,000 and 100,000 Ladas entered the country. A Lada 2107, among the last that was made until they were discontinued by the Russian firm AutoVaz at the end of the last decade, can cost $20,000 or $25,000. That's a fortune on the island, with salaries as low as $150 a year, but much less compared to $60,000 for those that the state sells from vehicles retired from tourism rentals. Benito Albiza, another member of the Lada Cuba Club, says the cars are part of their country's history.
In today's Cuba, there are still many features of the Soviet Union, from the economic mistakes that have nothing to do with the Ladas, but also to things of our society and idiosyncrasies. The Ladas are an important part of it, the Russian cars in general. The war material is also an important part of it, but what we most commonly see in the streets, in the club, is that.
Recently, members gathered with their vehicles at a car wash in the capital, Havana. They gave their cars a collective bath, talked about mechanics, joked and showed each other's progress before they all drove out together, honking their horns to a park on the outskirts of the city. The French car maker Renault took control of the brand in 2016, and today's modern Ladas are seen as offering good value for money. Alan Lee, SBS News.